USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan Sunday as a May 1st deadline to withdraw troops approaches, a deal made with the Taliban by the Trump administration. He flew to Kabul from New Delhi as part of a trip that includes visits to Japan and South Korea. Austin is the first member of President Biden's cabinet to travel to the country. He's met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and General Scott Miller, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. China's state-controlled media are on the offensive after top Biden officials and their Chinese counterparts clashed during their first in-person talks in Alaska. The two-day meeting, covering an array of issues that have strained relations between the two countries, got off to a rocky start on Thursday, with Chinese officials reacting angrily to U.S. criticisms of the Communist Party's human rights abuses and economic coercion. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
8 people were stabbed at a hookah lounge in Detroit early this morning. Authorities say 3 people are in critical condition. Police say gunshots were fired as a fight spilled out into the parking lot, but nobody was struck. A 34-year-old man who allegedly stabbed the 8 people was arrested. A tragic shootout on Friday night at a bar in Texas. Wendy King from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau has details.
One person was killed and 7 other people were injured when a shooter opened fire inside a Dallas nightclub. Police were called to the Prime Bar in Dallas at about 1:30 in the morning and found 8 people shot. Daisy Navarette was killed. Police said the other victims, 3 women and 4 men, all in their 20s, were taken to the hospital. Police say they know the suspect and he's still at large.
A New Jersey man has confessed to killing 16 people, including his ex-wife, a drug dealer, and a childhood mentor. 47-year-old Sean Lannon confessing in a phone call to a family member. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
An asteroid safely passed Earth this morning. Asteroid 2001 FO32 is between 1,300 and 2,200 feet. It's the largest asteroid to date that has been predicted to make a close approach. The director of the Center for Near-Earth Object Studies, Paul Chodas, said there is no chance the asteroid will get any closer to Earth than 1.25 million miles. There's a new head of NASA, with President Biden appointing a former astronaut and senator to run the space agency.
The White House announced its pick for NASA Administrator on Friday, tapping former Florida Senator Bill Nelson to head the agency. Nelson became the second sitting member of Congress to travel into space in 1986 when he flew aboard the space shuttle Columbia. Acting NASA Administrator Steve Jurczyk tells Fox News that it's important for the agency to be headed by someone who has an understanding of the inner workings of Congress.
So it's really important to have that really good relationship with the administration, including the President and Vice President, as well as our Authorizing and Appropriations Committee and their staff on Capitol Hill. What we do takes years and decades. And so having that continued support over a fairly large period of time with the budgets that support the goals and objectives for the agency is super important and critical for us being successful to do the amazing research, technology development, and missions that we have planned for the nation.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.